You've been hearing great things about a plant-based diet, of how it can help you lose weight, lower cholesterol levels, bring down blood pressure, and even reduce your chances of getting a heart attack. But there's still a big worry on your mind. What about the carbs? You know moving to a plant-based diet may mean eating more fruit, whole grains, and beans. So wouldn't that make your glucose levels go haywire and worsen your diabetes? If this is a big concern you have, make sure to tune into this episode. Listen to find out whether a plant-based diet would be too high in carbs for those with diabetes, or whether this way of eating can actually help improve and possibly even reverse this condition. I'll meet you on the inside. Welcome to the Plant-Based Eating Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Anna Zinn, plant-based registered dietitian and transition coach. Hi, friend. Do you want to regain your health with plant-based eating, but feel overwhelmed and lost about how to do it? Do you feel it'll be hard to change your meat-heavy diet and impossible with working, running the home, or chasing after the grandkids? If so, you're in the right place. Here you'll find simple strategies, clear nutrition guidance, and practical tips to help you thrive plant-powered with more energy. So if you're ready to ditch the guesswork and transform your health the stress-free way, cozy up now with a hot cup of tea or listen while you walk, and let me show you how doable plant-based eating can be. Let's do this. Diabetes can be a scary condition to have, not least because it can impact so many parts of the body, such as the eyes, kidneys, heart, and limbs. In fact, according to the World Health Organization, diabetes can be a major contributor to blindness, kidney failure, heart attacks, strokes, and lower limb amputations. I remember a previous guest interviewed on this podcast who had many members of her family with diabetes, including her own husband, and she has painfully witnessed the impact of this disease on her loved ones. My own mother-in-law has had type 2 diabetes for years and is dependent on medication to manage it. About 2 years ago, we were on a trip to Asia and visited a relative on my husband's side of the family. At the time, he was still living at home and had just had the toes of one foot amputated due to problems with diabetes. Well, just in this past year, he has had to have one leg amputated, which was followed by the other leg being amputated less than 6 months later. All of this was due to infections from the poorly controlled diabetes. I was so saddened to hear this. And naturally, this loss of mobility has really brought this relative down emotionally and mentally. So diabetes is definitely a big deal and can impact so many areas of our body and our health physically, not to mention the quality of our life as well. Tell me, friend, do you currently struggle with diabetes and have been just managing this condition with multiple diabetes medications? Perhaps you're already experiencing other health issues in your body related to the diabetes and live in anxiousness and worry of more complications to come. Or maybe you have borderline high blood sugar levels and desperately want to get out of the pre-diabetes range. If you want support to bring down your blood sugar levels naturally without meds and to improve your diabetes so you can take less medications, let's connect. I invite you to reach out to me at healthnow@plantnourish.com to find out how I can support you in your healing journey towards better blood sugar control. You can also apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the link in the show notes. You don't have to stay where you are. Your life doesn't have to stay where it is. Let's do this together. Now let's talk about carbs and plant-based diets. Imagine this. You're in the doctor's office and have just received a diagnosis of diabetes. The doctor or the nurse then talk about starting glucose-lowering medications and give you diet education. More likely than not, this education will focus on eating a diet in moderation and monitoring your carbohydrate intake. You would have likely been told to limit your fruit intake, along with breads, pastas, rice, and other grains, because of your diabetes. Have you been in this situation before, or have sat through an education session like that with a loved one? If you have, Know that you're not alone. This is often the standard education and treatment most patients with diabetes receive. I hear about this scenario playing out in the experiences of many members of my community. And no wonder. It's what most of us health professionals have been taught from our clinical practice and academic days. I myself was taught this during my dietetics education. I also worked in the past as a pediatric dietitian in a hospital and was part of the diabetes team there. So the diet education I did with parents of children with diabetes was very much the same, all about balancing carbohydrate intake in the day and counting carbohydrates at meals and snacks. So if this is what you've been taught and been used to up till now, I totally understand because I've been there. It's completely natural to be worried then about moving to a plant-based diet because you'll be eating more carbs from the fruits, grains, and beans. That's why we're talking about this topic today. So are plant-based diets too high carb for those with diabetes? The simple answer is no. There's really so much I could say on this, but let me just touch now on three key reasons why this is the case. The first is this. It's not just about the carbs. If you truly want to improve your diabetes or reverse it, then know that there is more to the story than just counting carbs or limiting carbs. That's because through research, we are now having a much better and deeper understanding of how insulin resistance is caused in the body. And as it turns out, our past and present fat intake, especially that of saturated fatty acids, not only increases insulin resistance, but also impairs beta cells in the pancreas, negatively impacting insulin secretion. I hope to talk more about this in a future episode, but feel free to, after listening to this episode, of course, check out episode 5, Plant-Based versus Keto, which can truly improve or reverse type 2 diabetes. I will link that in the show notes for you. The second is this. The type of carbs really matter. There is this popular belief floating around on social media that all carbs are bad and need to be low or eliminated from your diet. Hence the high protein, high fat, low carb diet craze. But actually, that's not true. Not all carbs are bad or unhealthy. A good way to look at carbs is to divide them into two main categories, simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. Simple carbs are those that are composed of 1 to 2 sugar units joined together, such as table sugar, lactose, the milk sugar, or high fructose corn syrup. Complex carbs, on the other hand, have much longer chains of sugar units or molecules joined together into more complex formations, called polysaccharides. And examples of complex carbs would be starch and fiber. These complex carbs take longer to be broken down in our bodies, and so the glucose is released more slowly into the bloodstream compared to simple carbohydrates, which are absorbed very fast into the bloodstream. So the complex carbohydrates actually help us feel fuller and more satisfied for longer. So it's not about carb counting or monitoring the total amount of carbs you're having in a day anymore. It's actually about focusing and making sure you're getting the right kind of carbs in your meals. Now, a vegan or plant-based diet that's heavily based on highly processed commercial products, high in simple sugars, oils, and fats, will likely be high in simple carbohydrates. Examples are Oreos, chips, and soda crackers, which are technically vegan, but not the best for your health or diabetes long-term. The third reason is this. A whole food plant-based diet is high in the right carbs. Now let's put this all into context in terms of a whole food plant-based diet. A whole food plant-based diet is high in the right kind of carbs, meaning it's high in complex carbohydrates, not simple carbohydrates. Because you're eating unprocessed or minimally processed whole plant-based foods, like whole grains, fruits, beans, lentils, and vegetables. They are also typically low in fat, especially saturated fat, which is great for reducing insulin resistance in our liver and muscle tissues, and optimizing insulin secretion from the pancreas. So eating these foods often can actually benefit our blood sugar levels. So even though, yes, a whole food plant-based diet is typically a high carbohydrate diet, it is high in the right carbs, which are beneficial for us not just for diabetes, but in reducing risk of future chronic diseases. Take the blue zones, for example. These are five areas in the world where the greatest percentage of centenarians live. In terms of diet, about 95% of their calories is from plant-based foods like whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and legumes, so they are on a high carbohydrate diet. But they are living the longest and healthiest with low rates of diabetes in their communities. In the Adventist Health Study 2, the association between diet and prevalence of type 2 diabetes was studied in 60,903 participants in Loma Linda, one of the five identified blue zone areas. It was found that the prevalence of type 2 diabetes dropped in a stepwise fashion from non-vegetarian diets with a prevalence of 7.6% to semi-vegetarians, to pesco-vegetarians, to lacto-ovo-vegetarians, and to vegans. Those on a vegan diet had the lowest prevalence of diabetes, which was 2.9%. This may also be why between 2016 to 2023, there have been 8 reviews and meta-analyses published showing strong, consistent evidence that plant-based diets are able to improve insulin sensitivity, decrease blood glucose levels, reduce or eliminate the need for diabetes medications, and also drop the risk of diabetes complications. So today we talked about 3 important reasons why eating a plant-based diet, even though it is a high-carbohydrate diet, will not make your diabetes worse. This is because, first, it is not just about the carbs. Second, the type of carbs really matter. And third, a whole food plant-based diet is high in the right kind of carbs. So a plant-based diet is not too high carb for those with diabetes. However, it is key to truly focus on minimally processed or unprocessed whole plant-based foods and reduce or eliminate sources of added oils and saturated fats, as well as highly processed vegan commercial products. Also, know that whereas for some people, the improvements in blood sugar levels may be quickly seen, for others, it may take a bit of time for the body to adjust. So definitely keep taking any diabetes meds you currently are on and gradually cut them back with the advice of your diabetes doctor, instead of just cutting out all the diabetes medications at once. If you've been struggling with your blood sugar levels and don't know how to bring them down naturally on a plant-based diet, reach out to me so I can support you. Send me an email at healthnow@plantnourish.com or apply for a free rapid health transformation call using the links in the show notes. I want to support you on your health journey towards improving or reversing diabetes and to optimal wellness. Thank you so much for listening. If this podcast has inspired, encouraged, or helped you in some way to transform your health, I would love to hear about it. Please take 30 seconds to rate and leave a written review on Apple Podcasts to let me know. It will encourage me so much to hear how this podcast has positively impacted and made a difference in your journey towards wellness. And share about this podcast with a friend or loved one so we can all thrive in the best health. Remember, plant-based eating can be easy and doable. See you in the next episode, my friend.